the sound of a new brain. Marching toward the gates.
Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today. Impact
Today. Ones that's always encouraging you. You don't go through no trial. All you do is pray about it and God show you in a vision, then you get up and everything is all right. It's easy to do that. But what do you do when things don't go right? When things don't open up the way you want? What do you do when you say things and you know it's God, but it's just like the fig tree and Jesus cursed it and nothing happened immediately? How do you stand? You know, the only way we're going to make it as a church, as the people of God, is we got to have a certain mindset when it comes to this. Because many of us are getting swiped in by our agenda, our purpose. And you know why we always get knocked backwards so far down when it comes to building and growing? Is because we got the same mindset, a lot of us, when it comes to how God is going to do the work. And it makes you feel so familiar when you watch men and women of God. You make them small because of your thinking. You think that Abraham could be the father of many nations by him just having a good family and preaching. That's what we make it seem like. We think that Joshua could take over from Moses because he just was there and he carried his Bible. It's more to it than that. We think that the city just going to curl over and say, y'all name Impact? Ooh, that's a good name. What must I do to be saved then? They're not going to do that. People want to know that we're there. They got to see this thing consistent. Be consistent if we're not digging it out. If we're not growing on the inside, if we're folding back, letting things happen. Are you with me? Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Very familiar passage of scripture. Matthew 16, I believe, is verse 18. We've heard this before. Peter, confession of faith. Let's start at 13. When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that the Son of Man am? And some say, thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others said, Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but who do you say? When the last you asked somebody that? You've been watching me all this time. I know what I've been trying to do, but you've been seeing everything. Who do you say that I am? Verse 17 says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what did Jesus say he's going to do? He's going to build his church. Upon this rock, he's going to build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's not just a spooky scripture. But it's something to let us know that, as I said before, Peter somehow began to connect to God without Jesus. And that was Jesus' indication that something about to happen on this earth. Because y'all ain't just, I've laid the foundation enough now, so God is somehow piercing into your ears. Upon that rock, the church going to be built. I like to believe Jesus was talking like that because he knew he had to leave. He knew his assignment was almost over. And he began to see a glimpse of what God was showing man now through the relationship that, hey, I'm going to speak to you. And then Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. And you know, from that day till now, Jesus has been trying to build the church. He's been trying to build the church. Even though we change in our times, we have to realize that Jesus is trying to build the church. The church has to be built. And some of us have not been able to be a part of what God is building on a consistent level. Now, tonight, I want you to not look at the fact that we go out and do crusade every week. I don't want you to think about tomorrow in Columbia and here, we'll be doing crusade. I'm not talking about organized with us at the church. I'm talking about you. Just individually. What are you doing? Because it's very easy for us to connect when I'm here and this and that. But where we're going, somebody need to connect to you. Jesus had the disciples. And when Peter said that, he said, listen, y'all go ahead. I like to believe he was waiting. He didn't know when it was going to happen. But when Peter started, he said, listen, boy, flesh and that ain't no, let me just tell you, that's not natural. God is speaking to you, and I'm about to get up out of here. Because upon that, the church will be built on the earth. Because obviously God is leaking now into the earth through men. But how many of us are part of building the church? Even in the way the world look and how things look, how many of us are building the true church? Because if we're not, a lot of times, that's the sign of how our lives begin to go down. That's the sign of how there's no joy when things get bad. You know, if you'll learn how to look at people in their face, tell them the truth. And when things don't happen good, you just have to tell them. And you weigh it. All of a sudden, God will start to wing up on you. But you got to be able to be a builder. I can't tell you how many Christians are not builders. We go with the swim of things. People say things. I mean, what about God's assignment? You know, don't let somebody come and sweep you off of God's assignment for your life. Because it sounds good. See, the Bible says that the devil, he's the prince of the what? Air. That means if you just breathe in the air, it's something. You know how you can go on the beach? You don't be meaning to go all off. But guess what? That current, all you got to do is keep walking. Sooner or later, you'll be going over here. You'll be walking off the beach like, yeah, let me get my towel and your towel on that side. Why? Because there's something in the current to walk against what God is wanting. And many of us get entrapped by it. And when you do that, that's why the work of God stays dormant. And everything about you, everything about the world, everything about technology, everything about what it, you know, what people are saying, all this becomes more favorable than what God's saying. Now let me tell you, what does it matter what people say? I mean, we've seen churches before, our church, other people's church, they've gone on. People will tell you, oh, don't do that outreach because they're going to tear you in the parking lot. Well, just let us tell us. Because if we go by your book, we'll be in this boat and dead. So if we just making a sensible knowledge, we got to begin to do things differently. And I believe tonight that what we talk about, you'll be able to discern and shift yourself, your thinking, into a place where you become a builder and not just somebody that just want to do God's will. Because you just want to, and every time somebody correct you, when you keep dropping the ball, you know what you say? Famous saying, God know my heart. God know my heart. You can't judge me. But then you judge every day. When you see a fisherman, he's got a fishing pole. You don't go up to him and say, you know, hey, I got a fire. Could you just come help me? And he carrying a fishing pole. You're judging him. You're looking at him, making a judgment on something he didn't even tell you. Why? Because you're looking at what he does to determine who he is. We do it every day. But in the church, we can't judge. So somebody can live any kind of way, do anything, but they're still a Christian. I'm not talking about a struggle or a challenge. I'm talking about this is how they think it is. How many know it shouldn't be like that? So I want to talk to you tonight about the formation of a building. The formation. How you begin to form it, form yourself into being a builder in your mind. Certain things you can't let it go. You got to let it go, man. I tell you, when I talk to certain people, you know, it's just like babysitting. Listen, the Bible says it's going to rain on the just and the unjust. You're going to have bad days and good. We all are. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those of us that's going to stop. Well, you know, Dr. David got up, and I was listening to it last night. He said this. He said it during the conference this year, but I didn't hear it then, but I heard it last night. He said, when is Isaac going to rise and realize that we can't stop moving the kingdom because you have a personal problem? Because you got a personal problem, everybody got to stop. Over a personal problem. You know why most people can't weather stuff like that? Because you're not strong on the inside. You don't have that mindset, the formation, I'm going to build. Builders think different. Are you with me? Let me tell you some things that people think that they're building, but they're not. In other words, these are people that think they're forming their building, but they're not. The first thing is simply this. Because you're around the word, doesn't mean you're building. Because you're in the church, doesn't mean you're building. You could be just in here and just as lost as somebody in the street. I didn't say you're going to hell, but I'm talking about when God come on Wednesday afternoon at 4:30, you're still building the kingdom. I didn't say you got to physically be doing something, but your mindset is still, I belong to God. God is fixing me up. I'm growing. Even if he catch you in the midst of opposition, you're still building. But you can't think that because you're here. Many people come into church. Many people get involved with the church. Remember Mary and Martha? I don't know which one it was, but one of them. Was it Martha, the one getting too busy? Mary knew what to deal with. Jesus is here. And you're doing all this stuff. Sometimes church people, we're doing the work, but ain't nothing going on inside of us. We have to stop that when nothing is brewing on the inside of you. You know, if you go touch people's life, you ought to be excited about it. You know, the false church get excited just to see God move through them, but not in them. Yeah. They just like it like that. Just the fact that God used you. People getting saved. Yeah, but I want that same joy. I ain't giving it. That's like you serving the food that you like. And here I'm going back and forth. Yeah. When I get back around that corner and then serve that last piece, give me a piece of that too. You eat a little piece as you're cooking as you go. You don't just give everybody everything good and then you don't have. You got to keep doing that. Why? Because most people think because they're around it. They think, oh, I'm building. I'm building because I know the word. You know, but what's been outwardly worked? Are you with me? And again, that don't mean you're perfect and you do everything right. Again, it rains on the just and the unjust. But I'm talking about when you got a mindset to don't give people God because how you feel. I mean, this ain't about us. That's why you never project stuff like you got it all together. Some of y'all want people to think you're spiritual more. Don't come in like that. That's what make it hard. Oh, well, he got the word. Just listen to him because he's the man of God. Don't come in like that. You know, when that thing happened with T.D. Jakes and his son, everybody let that thing just flatten out. Why? Because Jakes don't be up there. We got best church and all that. You just mellow. Yeah. He never say his family and putting his son up there to preach and all that stuff. He just mellow. So trouble come, which is going to come, it can die out. Because you didn't project like you was this. People can do it, but it's different when you do it. Always let other people blow your horn. Because if you blow it, you always get the tune too high. People will see. Just let them call you. Don't worry about that. Just let them call you. Let them talk to you. They know. They see what it is. Don't worry about that. You know, one guy told me one time, you know, he literally thought I was offended because we got to a church and the pastor was calling people's names and he didn't call my name. Like, what does that mean? As long as God know your name. I'm serious. If God know your name, when it's time for you to come out, David, when you're in the palace, they got to see you. Don't worry about, you know, the fact that you down. See, when you got zeal, you just want to go out there with that knowledge. But you got to wait till God introduce you. When God introduce you, you're just doing what we're doing. There'll be people, and I told you this last week, they'll look at us and they'll say, oh, Impact, y'all are just special. God's hand is upon you. And you say, huh? And they'll think it's like a wand was waved. But they won't see all the outreaches in the Reach South Carolina, going to Mullins, having crusades, full blast with less than 100 people for years. But they'll look at the thousands not knowing what happened. How God was testing us. How he was saying, are you real about this? That won't happen if you just got knowledge and you're in the midst of it. You won't build. People can always turn people who don't build. Because you say, if I could just get to church, get to the house of the Lord one more time, you better let the house live with you. You know, the other Wednesday on my way to Columbia, I couldn't get there. I was telling Rev on the phone. I said, Rev, do a prayer. Y'all hit the Walmart. I say, this is why you got to know God for yourself. Because man can't do that all the time. And some of you get upset. You still think everybody, God will shut doors for people not to be there when you really need them. Because he wants you to go to him. So don't get mad at people because you called 7 times and they didn't return. Sometimes God will shut the ear of those people. God does it. And then you'll be thinking, well, when I really need you, pastors say we want it. Don't come with all that. Don't come with all that. When pastors say we're supposed to be united and all that. Listen, it is united. But there's some things you got to do for yourself. Nobody going in the bathroom for you. Nobody going there for you. You got to walk down that street by yourself. Somebody can come for a few days, but after them days, that's it. I can get your plug. You can get plugged, but ain't nobody going to stay with you and walk through your trenches for you. And I think we have to understand that because we think that people are supposed to understand. There's nobody that knows everything except God. And the only person that's going to know your life more than that is you. He's going to show me things when it comes to direction for the kingdom. Maybe to pull you in here. But I can't tell you how to do with this and this and this and this with everything. You got to go to him. But just because you're here doesn't mean that'll happen. People think they're building because they go to church. I go to, have you ever been to church? I remember a few years ago from Charlotte, me, Joms, and I think it was Eric, we drove from Charlotte and we was in Atlanta doing some business or something like that. I don't know what it was. And I said, let's go by Creflo Dollar Church. And we went into the Creflo Dollar Church to look at it for the first time. And this is not the first time, but we've been there one time for the conference. But we went in and he had just bought this little plaza thing. And I'm thinking, like, I want to see what they're doing in this thing, you know? So as soon as we get in, the little HR lady came And you can look on her face like, look at what we got. Let me show you. Let me show you what we got. This is our building. And literally nothing spiritual, which it shouldn't have been, but you can tell the pride was more in the fact that how big the church was, more so than the God. You could just tell. Like, okay, this is bigger, but don't you know where much is asked, much is required? So the people that know that, they don't talk like that. That's why if you see Bill Gates and he don't have his glasses on, he have just a regular pair of pants going to somewhere to eat. People that do that, they don't think like that. And she just poured us through. And we walked through and saw everything. And you could just see it on their face. Pictures of him everywhere. I mean, they even had pictures where they was working out. People had a gym in there and his picture right there. I couldn't understand that. Every place you went, there was a picture. In the bathroom. No, I'm telling you, God, honest truth. Eric will tell you too, because I know he had his time down there too.
Yeah.
But in the bathroom, you couldn't see no God. All you could see is the man. But see, people think because they're there,
yeah,
they think God is in them. You got to make sure that if you're building, you have to do the work.
Amen.
Are you with me? See, the formation of builders will always cause you to look at things like that. You never see that. You know, people can say all kind of stuff and they could do anything, but it was no nothing. I remember we were sitting in the lobby and we were coming back. We went to the mail room and that was the last thing. And then we actually saw them, him and his wife, walking down the hallway. I mean, they were tall and stuff. I mean, you always see them on TV. But do you think it was glory? You just saw a big, tall, big, tall businessman. Just walking like, don't mess with me, you can't touch him. Not, definitely not a pastor. That was just my observation. But do you look at things like that? You can't think because you're there that everything is going on. Are you with me? Let me give you a few things that if you're going to formation or get in formation to be a builder. Number one, never mix money in the worldly ways and how God is building you. Never mix money in the ways of the world. In other words, money and politics. Because what God is building through you, he's not looking at it based off of money. You have to deal with money. We all got a shortage of money. Don't get me wrong. I'm not ignoring it like it don't matter. But you never can complete God's work when you're just looking at money and politics and the world ways, because it'll confuse you. You can't build clean. You can't build it accurate. You can't build it right. So you got to begin to think about that. Never mix it. Because people who build the way God is going to build, you got to stay focused on it. If you bring in the worldly politics and you bring in this, guess what? It'll mess up the building. You'll have other stuff in the foundation. You can't build like that. That's why I say you got to come out from among them. Be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Some of us, we still mix it. What is God saying? It could be so clear. Some of us will go back and then change it. But it ain't no but. We got to rise up. If God telling us now to go into South Carolina, go into America, that doesn't change because we're in awe of it.
Yeah.
You got to always grow into God's destiny. Amen. It becomes unachievable because you're not growing. You're sitting here with the world plans. That you get the money, then you do it. God just don't work like that. I wish he did too, because it would ease our minds. He doesn't do it like that. He doesn't do, I'll give you everything before you go. He doesn't do. Moses, go ahead and tell Pharaoh, the only thing God gives you is a word. And that word, you have to mature it. You have to germinate it. You have to get knocked here and there. You have to go through disappointment, upset. Because all during this, he's forming you, getting ready for where he's sending you. So that the moment you step into the palace, Moses, and you tell Pharaoh, guess what? You ready. You don't shrink back. You don't stop the agenda. God fixed you up so we can build the kingdom. How many people you know go in the kingdom and then get flatlined? They say they church and then they get there and don't even represent. And we still supporting them. Well, they Christians. Well, if you Christian, make a Christian decision. I mean, we got to make it. If we know the boys, if we the mayor of Charleston, and you know that we got this amount of boys that's going wrong and this and that, well, let's get a special committee formed to study these boys so that in 4 years from now, we can begin to implement laws that will help the boys that's going lost. That's how you build stuff. We do it all the time with our children. You tell them to brush their teeth, but you don't tell them that at 19. Why? What you're telling them is different. Why? They have matured. You've addressed their issues. You've guided with them. But in the government, that's what the government of God is supposed to do. The government in the earth, which is from God, is supposed to guide. So how can we be Christians and we don't make Christian decisions? It goes years and years and years to the point the work is so untouched that the church don't want to touch it because guess what? It's not immediate gratification. So it's hard for us to go into the prison system because you need somebody strong enough that don't need somebody to say, man, I wouldn't have made it without you because you ain't going to get it. It's too bad. You got to stand there for a good 6-7 years before you get somebody just to say, thank you. That's all you'll get. But how can God trust us? Because you know why we don't get to a point? We got to get stronger. Because we mix the world we're doing. We see Kenneth Copeland. We watch people. And we don't know what God is telling us. You ain't building. Even though these men and women of God is who God put there, if you don't know how to take what they got and put it in what God is building in you, it's still corruption. Because what they have doesn't necessarily need to take 50% of what you got. So you got to let God build it inside of you. I'm talking about the formation of a builder. Never mix money, politics, and all that. Some of us commit to God only when things are going good. When the money is flowing, then we going, doing. When things, the buildings are going up and you're doing, then you still do. You don't quit. You want to know who your true friends are? Find out when things get tough, what they do. That's all you got to do. People been walking with you for all this time. Do you think I'm just here? Do you think I asked for this? And they look at you like, well, if you would have done this, they just start knocking you down. If you would have done this, and you're sitting there like, did I know this person? Making me feel like an ant. Come on, man, you know my heart. You know what I'm trying to do. Do you think I'm just going to do that? Amen. You know, I was calling somebody ago about a bill I had to pay. And I said, ma'am, the people on the other line, because you talk to two different people, they tell you two different things. She said, well, this is what you got to pay if you don't want your service disconnected before this time. So I say, okay, well, I'll pay this amount and then I'll pay blah, blah, blah. Guess what? I talked to somebody else. The lady say, well, ma'am, I don't know who told you that. I don't know who told you that, but we don't do that. I said, well, ma'am, do you think I would just say this? Do you think I would just call and just say this? I don't have nothing invested in it. Obviously, somebody from there did tell me that, but you're talking to a brick wall. It's like, man, do you think I just called and made this number up? I mean, that's what they told me, ma'am. But that shouldn't be like that in the Christian when you know people's heart.
There you go, Pastor.
It shouldn't be like that. You know the people going through, you just got to help. But you know why it's hard? Because you mix worldly ways in the church. You're not a valley walker. You up in the hills, Walker. Everything going good. MC Hammer. Remember he went bankrupt? Paying his people opening the door, he paying them $35,000. Just to stand and open the door. That money was gone quick. But some of y'all mountain walkers, when everything can be explained in the Christian view, you followed God and everything went good. But in the valley, you can't do nothing. You just as blind, the devil used you to hurt me more. You know, I always use the story of Jim Baker. Y'all know the story? But Tommy Barnett went with the man. How you going to just leave the man who built all of this stuff because he did one thing wrong and things went down? All of the preachers swagging. All of them just start kneeling him on TV. Your boy Falwell Anthony, he nailed them. He nailed them. They was all, Jimmy should have, they just standing right there. Know this man, most of those people he helped. TBN came out of that. They was rubbing hands together. And we sitting there, and the man go to jail, lost his wife, gets sentenced for 4 years, and don't hear nothing from a preacher. $1 billion ministry. Come on. There may have been no Christians around him. But here go Tommy Barnett. Come down there and was ministering to him all the time. Took his son. What's his son's name? Jamie Baker. Jamie Baker, he had two kids. Was discipling because Jamie then went on drugs. But he ended up at the Dream Center. So he started ministering to them, getting them everything he need. When Jim Baker, if y'all don't know, he back on TV. It ain't the same, though. But he back. But I bet you it took people like Tommy Barnett that understood. Guess what? I can't mix the world view. See, the world kill the wounded. Church people can't do that. You can't kill the wounded people. We need everybody. Amen. Are you with me? But guess what happens when that happens? Because you mix money and you mix all this stuff. People trying to take over. Yeah. Doing this. Have you ever seen a church when people die and the people start fighting? Yeah. Money and politics don't mix. You can't do it. Because at some point that the God who's the head, he gonna come up. Yeah. And that money, if people want money in their heart, they'll say things like, Pastor Brad is gone with Johnny can't do it. But behind all of that is the fact that you want that money. You want that power. People do that, and you don't know that. That's why you can't. If you're going to build it with God, sometimes you have to walk away. You have to walk away from stuff that you know is going to offend people at the expense of where you're going. Don't. It ain't worth it. If people get mad because, you know, they left this kind of money for me. Hey, before this, I ain't getting involved in that. Sometimes your money, everything. You got to say, no, let God be God. Do it in the right way. But don't get down there and go. I didn't see in funerals where they get nasty about money. I was listening to one of the ladies who got family of the Charleston Nine. I know they're gone. But that saga ain't over yet. A lot of them fighting for the money. You know, they just got awarded more money. And the family is fighting for it. People from one side, the ones that have split family. Well, why is she getting this? Because you ain't got no money. You can't come up all of a sudden, you deserve something. You ain't got no money. Stay the way you was. But see, people get greed. They start doing things and try. Christians don't do that, but guess what? You can see it. And you say, oh, I can't get into that. No. I'd rather keep my peace. Y'all go ahead and fight over that, but I'm going to keep my peace. Are you with me? Another formation if you're going to build is you got to have a mind to work daily. And this is where most Christians, we don't do this. We got to work daily. You can't do this every 2 days, every 6 days. you turn on the Christian. I ain't say come to church all them days, but how are you building? If you want it to go up, you got to spend a little bit of extra time. You got to do something extra. You can't just sit there. You know, I can't tell you how many pastors I meet are so passive. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save. But you can't be passive at everything. Yeah. Well, you know, this ain't the time for this. These boys out here in jail. I don't know where I was at yesterday or today. You can look at the boys. They're just out there on the porch. Just there. Drinking. How you going to get Michelob and stuff at 8:30 in the morning? You're drinking and stuff like that early in the morning. You're getting juice at the gas station and they're buying that. You know why? Because, and then we're going to say, oh, where the church, you putting it. Everybody just going in that same system. All right, go to work. Do this. Get this. Okay, do this. But where's God coming out? Where's the Christ part? The church ought to be in the forefront of that. We can't casually go because people are lost. The world can't change without us. And that's what the Bible said. We're the salt of the earth. So you're not trying to overdo it, but you got to get out there to a place where just like they see the devil, they got to see Christians. But guess what? If we're going to be builders, we got to have the mind to work. Because when it comes to Christian stuff, we do something there and here, and oh, we'll try to fit it in. And then when we do it like this, and if it works like this, I'll try next week. And see God looking up and say, golly, I got this big checkerboard action. I got this person here. This church here is good once a year. This one here, they gathering all the resources. Shoot, I might as well. All right, y'all turn the scripture when it say the wealth of the wicked. It has to be for the church, too. They need to lose the money, too, because they're not doing anything with it. No, they're singing. They're not doing anything. We're the people that can take the wealth. See, that's why we got to be formed, because when the money come, it can't move us. It can't move us. So that's why when you go through, stop saying, oh, when this is over. No, he's prepared. There's enough resources there. But it's the people, because you can have resources and not the right kind of people. Because they're not formed on the inside. So when you're going through, keep letting them go through. Why? Because every day you're chipping at it. Oh, man, I got to get this. My attitude. Take the E out of the attitude. Then the D. Then the I. Then the two T's. And get down to that A. Say, you boy, I've been waiting to knock you down. I'm not going to have no attitude no more. I'm just going to be for God. Yeah. And knock it down. See, it's not about, because why? You're like Nehemiah, you got the mind to work every day. I want to get better. I want to get better. Day after day, week after week, guess what? You'll get stronger. You can't pick it up and put it down. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm not. No, I'm whoever God want me to be. I'll grow today and this is who I am. You know, when you start taking that mindset of everyday mindset to work, you will express Christ to everybody around you. You're not just a Christian on certain days. You don't feel like this day. You don't go around your spouse and be different. It's no different. It's like, this is who I am. We got to serve God. What's the agenda? What are we supposed to be doing? What do we need to sacrifice for? Let's do it. When you have the mind to work, you got to be a good, clear communicator. Because you want people to see, this is what we're doing. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to go. You got to communicate, because you can't have a mind to work daily if you're not communicating. Because some people not going to understand certain things. You praying, you doing all this, that's all right. You just got to keep going. You know when Noah was building the ark? Man, people was talking about him like, you know, what are you doing in the summertime? That's how I feel sometime now. Why y'all going around South Carolina? 70, 80 people. How many people was in King Street this weekend? About 70 at least came in and out. You know? But why y'all keep going? There ain't even 100 people. Why y'all keep going and keep going and people? Why? Because sometimes people don't know. They don't understand. So you got to have that mindset to work. I know you're laughing, but I still got to do it. That's how you look at him. I got to still do this, because what we're doing now is not it. Yeah. just sitting there preaching and, you know, I mean, where are we changing? I want lives to change. We got to go and penetrate the community in some way that Christ can begin to be formed. We got to let mayors and politicians and Obama and whoever else know that, listen, if the world, one nation under God, we got to get back to that. You can't read that on the money, on everything that we say, and then we go and say, well, it's politics. We believe this, but then we here representing the people. You won't do that to your family. You won't give your child that you invested in and say, yeah, okay, go ahead and talk to him with his mohawk, bald head. He got the chains, gothic black lip, cigarettes you can smell on him. And here he come to the door and say he want to talk to your daughter. You don't just say, well, you know what, baby? I wouldn't talk to him, but you go ahead because it's your choice. Nobody going to do that. You're going to push that thing. No, no, no. Who's that? The doorbell. She know he coming and you go like this. How you doing? Bye. Don't. And you know she's standing right behind you. You have to say, don't come back here now. I mean that. Boom. You just ain't going to stand there. Yeah. When you know that there's going to be a crash coming up. So why do we do that in government? And think, oh, well, the government is like, oh, you know what? We the people. Yeah. We the people got to do some stuff. But it won't happen if we stay there and don't have the mind to work. That's why when we go and voice our opinion, you can't just go and think it's nothing. We got to go out there and do that. And I tell you, it's so backwards for our government in so many different ways. And they say it's lobbying. Obama trying to stop the lobbying and stuff. He's trying to do that. But then at some point, you just have to say, listen, let's stop this because this is wrong. I don't care who in Congress is doing what's right. And God can only work through a man or a woman that will stand up for what's right all the way through. Even if they don't see it. You think King saw? He didn't live to see this, but he knew. Somebody got to go and do that. If you keep doing that with truth, truth crushed to the ground will do what? It'll rise again. They can't stop it. If you keep saying, no, we need to do this, then God will open up the window for us to verbalize it to the U.S. Once you do it in the U.S., then the people will start voting. You know, people go in the booth and they vote different. You know, even now, immorality and stuff that's in the government, the people will vote against it, even though they let it happen. Obama. They'll say, oh, yeah, well, people do this. But then they'll throw rocks at them, too. It's like they do both. Because in the booth, we don't know what happened. Are you with me? You got to have a mind to work. Every day you chisel at it. Because you can't be in formation to build like that. You turn it on and off. We enjoy our lives, but we got to put first things first. God is first. Our relationship with him and as we grow. Are you with me? Another thing is this. If you're going to be in formation of a builder, you got to gain strength in prayer during conflicts. Don't get your strength from nowhere else except prayer. Because you can get some false strengths. But in conflict, go to prayer. Stay before God. Lord, what you want me to, Lord, tell you, just wait. Don't do this. Change this. But just stay in his presence. Even when you hurt, you stay in his presence. Lay before him and let him do it. Because in those conflicts, sometimes God wants to kind of fix you up. And y'all, you know, the truth of the matter is it don't feel good, Daddy. Nobody like it. You know, sometimes when we look at things the right way, you can go through conflict and it helps it, but you'll never be able to ease how it feels. That's why you can't hear that old crackerjack gospel. Yeah, everything gonna be good. Come on, come one, come on. God bless you. Come on. No, that's only for you to get some kind of pamphlet. But if you want the kingdom, you got to give everything up. Amen. Because it costs you everything.
Yeah.
Just for people to have a chance.
Yeah.
I didn't say they're going to take it for them to have a chance. So you got to gain strength in prayer during conflicts. Stop looking to just get out quick when it comes to conflict. Let it process, because sometimes when you've been in something long enough, when you get out and you see somebody else, some of y'all wouldn't be compassion worth nothing. You wouldn't have it. You always hard on people. I didn't say don't tell them the truth, but tell them and let it ride. Some of you, you can tell you got all your emotions and somebody else's faults. Man, you got enough of your own to go on over there. That's how you could tell people off, because they just hammering it like, well, you need to do this. Well, you, why are you doing that? Ain't you, you? Just keep on going up the road then. I'll call you on Thursday, see, because the way you're talking to me, you about to hit it hard. And I want to be there for you. I told y'all the story about my Benji in football. We was playing Hilton Head, same game. And I'm sitting there, and Scotty something, we playing. I caught the ball. No. What happened is I ran and took a halfback toss, caught the ball, and Benji let the man, he slip and fall, and let the man come just clean clock me. Knocked my legs, just jumping up. I get up, go back to the huddle. You got to block, man. You ain't blocking, man. You sitting in. And he missed practice the day before. I mean, I nailed him, boy. Oh, my heart. Man, you did, man, hitting me like that. This hurt. And you ain't even doing this. The very next play, coach called a toss to the other side. I turned like this, got the toss. Brad fumbled the ball. And guess who fall on it? Benji. Benji saved my hide. He was a god. And he because he was the pulling god, you know, y'all don't know, some of y'all might know, but when you do a toss that way, the god comes out and pulls. When he pulled to come look, the ball was out. So here go to everybody running after the ball. Oh, Benji. Boom. It would have been clear. I messed up. I don't think I ever felt as stupid in my life. I mean, I got into him, and there you go. He saved my heart the next play. I said, I'll never do that again. Some of us, we do that. When people have faults, they got faults. That's enough. You know, I learned talking to people who have babies before they get married. You keep scolding them. You don't know how much embarrassment it already is. No matter whether their mama did it, their daddy did it, it's enough embarrassment right there. You're going to school while everybody else doing things and you can't do that. It already scolds them. But some of us, we got to tell them because we Christians. You can't do that. You have to let God be God. You ever want to spank your children and you can tell they already got the lesson? But in your head, no, I said I was going to beat them. Well, just change it. You see, they got it. Not all the time, though, because these kids listen to that. Not all the time, but you know that. You know? I remember one time, I don't know, Mom, if y'all remember that, when I was on the park. I don't know what I did. But Miss Freddie, I did something, and I could hear Mama tell Daddy, oh, John, just don't beat him this time. Daddy say, no, he was disrespectful. I must have talked back or something, and I was hiding under the bed, and I could just hear, oh, John, just don't beat him this time. No, you don't talk back. Come on. And you got that one. And she tried to play mercy. But sometimes you have to do that when you know that. But some of us, we don't do that. You know that song CeCe Winans sing? Mercy said no. That's when judgment was there. You were sentenced. You did the crime. You're sitting on there. The prosecutors are there. You're guilty. They prove it. But what happens when mercy just walk up and say, let him off anyway? When the last you've done that? When you sow mercy, somebody else will give you mercy. Sometimes you people do things outright. They're guilty. And sometimes they need to see God's love through the hand of somebody that's merciful. They need to see it. I don't know why, but sometimes you just got to do it. Yeah. Hey, that's okay. You go up. Yeah. Every time you thought you was going to get something, it seemed like God had just come through for you. That's why I say always remember that. But you can only do that when you begin to gain strength in the midst of prayer. Don't go when you're in the conflict. Don't go to anything else except prayer. Seniors. Seniors are not just people that's older, but people who are walking with God. So that they can talk to you in light of where you're going. Not try to just get you out of the situation and abort your journey. But people that will help you get back so you can keep going. God will send people like that. But you got to be able to listen. Can I give you one more? The last thing, if you're going to be formation of a builder, is you got to discern the enemy's presence. You got to be able to tell when the devil coming in. Because the enemy will come in so subtle, and you got to be able to determine that. Sometimes he'll build it with the kids, with TV or certain things. You walk in and certain things inside of you just say no. Sometimes people just, you know, you hang around certain people, you just know something ain't right. You got to be able to discern. That don't mean you tell everybody. But some pastors I don't want to connect with. Because I think it's just going to bring too much damage to what God is doing. So you got to be able to discern the enemy's presence. When is he coming in? If you're going through a disagreement in your marriage, there's a difference between a disagreement and then the devil coming in. You got to be able to discern that. Sometimes people take time to learn. I mean, you know, it always ain't like that, but you just have to deal with it. But you got to discern what's the devil, what's not. You know, the children, everything, you just can't beat them. You can't beat the kids for everything. I mean, you got to discern when, how, what's best. Some kids, you can beat them and it ain't going to matter. So you have to find different ways. You know, I remember one time we was in the store one time and bless Rev Hart. One time we had a conversation. He was telling me about, you know, the kids. He said, yeah, well. He told me when he was somewhere else, the kids, he would do like this. I said, well, Rev, it ain't like that now because I got four and they're going to take it. They're not like that. But I see what you're saying, but you got to work it like this. Yeah, but all kids, is what he telling me. Until one day he took my to Walmart or something. And I never forget, he came back to the car because I was in the car either when I got home. B! Oh, you got to do something, man. You're going to have to go through here because he couldn't understand it to land. See, sometimes you got to be able to know certain things. That's why when it comes to your children, your spouse, nobody else know except you. You don't. Nobody should go over there where you need to do this. No, just give me your advice, but don't tell me what to do because you're not in this. Well, you know, see, the reason why they having this, I'll grab them by the neck and say, come on to my house for 3 days. Yeah. Don't say nothing. You say all it takes is prayer, go ahead and pray that through. I'll go to your house where you got the peace. Yeah. I'll come over there. Let's switch up. And you go ahead and work that out the way you, because it ain't like that. If it's black and white, then that's how it'll be. But sometimes you got to work things out. This is why we have to learn how to discern the enemy's presence so we know what to do. Sometimes when things are going wrong, this is what you call Christian love. When people are going through changes, you're just there. It's like when people bereave and you don't walk up in there just talking all. Just sit down. Just let them see your face. And let them determine what they want to do. But you don't just come in, hey, I know the death was power was not good, but God is, you know, it's like, just be quiet. We don't need all that now. We're grieving. Get me some tissue. Help me. Real Christians know how to walk with people. And sometimes when people are adjusting, you know how to walk with them and say, I rebuke you, Satan. Because Satan don't just come in. Sometimes he take advantage of a situation that's not corrected. So you need people to just come and walk with you and say, okay, we got you. Don't let it get too worse because this situation ain't going to pass. That's why when you first get married, you can't be doing a lot. You can't just be pushing it. Because you got to get established. Why you think Paul and Randy White them didn't make it? It wasn't because they had ministries. It's because they were going so many different places. And they never settled out. And what happened? They grew apart. Paula White, with Nita Bynum, say, oh, ministry. He's in Kentucky. So they got a webcam and they talking. You can't sustain a marriage like that. You got to be together. You got to talk. It's just like military people. You marry people in the military. I tell you, man, when you see somebody like all my friends who went in the military, I am not telling you a lie. Most of them, 90% of them get divorced. Because they don't know the person. I'm in here for 5 days. Yeah, that's my wife. And then you go back off for 9 months. You better bring her with you. Y'all make room on this boat. Bring these kids. We staying over here. Because you just can't do that. But see, when somebody is not there to discern and push the devil back, somebody should be there and say, no, you need to take your family with you. Just take them with you. I know it'll be an adjustment, but you just can't travel like that because it's not good. But how many of us begin to discern the enemy's presence? That's how you can tell. And don't always be so quick to judge why people are in situations. I'm not talking to those of you that just want to do certain things and somebody come and tell you truth. You got to love the truth. But come on, applying the truth is something only you can do. You can only receive the truth from somebody. But doing it is on you. Only you know how the size of your house. If I come and I say we need 28 people to come and stay at houses, you can't take 12 people and you got a one bedroom. Only you know that. So take that one person and say, I can go there. You have to do that. Nobody else. At the same time, you got to make sure you can stretch because if you say things like that, you do what's comfortable for you. You can't do that. You got to continue to stretch, but you got to make sure that you discern the enemy's work. Sometimes, most of the time in our church, it's not devils. It's just adjustments. Because guess what? We are so selfish. We don't know how much we do for us so much. So it ain't the devil. It's just that something is adjusting. Things don't work. You don't get married and just be like, well, the Lord put us together. So because the Lord put us together, and we stayed up all night talking about how God going to build us and God call us to all of this. Do you think you ain't going to have no heated, blessed times? I mean, come on now. You shouldn't even do that. That's how people think, though. You're not going to disagree because the God put you together? It's almost like, do you live in the church? I mean, because you must be don't go out. You ever hear somebody, like you go to a marriage retreat and people are talking about marriage. You listening to James Dobson and he say good things. But it's a little different than African-American families. But you have to tweet that. You don't take the truth he's saying, but you say, man, we got to work up to that. We got to get up to that. Now, I understand what you're saying. I would like that, James. And I'm going to try that, James. But your broadcast ain't going to bring that in my house tonight. I wish it had happened like that. I need a few years for this, James. Because you had some things I didn't have, James. And see, you got to think like that. See, some of you, you think and you get overwhelmed because it don't work. You got to work it out. You know, I told y'all before, we went through marriage counsel. I messed up the first time I talked. And I said, I messed up. That's why I'll catch some of y'all. And I say, well, Pastor Gu, Miss Gu don't do no, she don't, hey. Hey, that's how he did it. Hey, don't compare Lisa to no Miss Gu, because I'm not going to let you marry her, because she ain't Miss Gu. Miss Gu been here for 30 years. You just getting started. And here you already comparing. You looking at something and don't know the workings of it. Don't do that, y'all. Don't do that. Because you don't know. We do that out of zeal because you want it. Like, man, you know, I want her to be like this. We going into ministry. I see how she supports you. He'll be looking just like how I can look at some of y'all sometimes and just be like, okay, yeah, well, God. But, you know, it's you and her. And when y'all get together, the wisdom comes on how y'all can merge it together. You have to be strong at one time. She has to be strong. Some of us need to just make it through 20 years, we get a token. That'll break the record in our family right there. For some of us, just to be together that long. But see, if you don't discern the enemy's work, you'll be sitting there making something out of adjustment. If two people get upset, then okay, that's fine. I mean, you just mad at this, but what's the truth? Don't make it seem like they the devil or you ain't helping me. Well, where you think I got married? I didn't give you all my life? Didn't you do the same? So you think I just gave you my life to ruin it? People don't do it. You see what I'm saying? We go to church. We're doing the things of God, and then you think somebody's just going to come into your life and just want to ruin it? You can't let the devil. See, that's the enemy's presence you getting in your head. Amen. And somebody has to snap you back. Hold on. You're just miscommunicating. You're just not strong enough to take the comments. It's hurting you a little bit more. You need to take some time off or something. But people don't get married to kill each other. So those of you that are here, I can say that here now. You don't get married for that. So when there's a conflict, you got to work it out. And sometimes one spouse don't want to hear it now. You got to persevere. You know, you just got to deal with it. And that's a part of marriage. But that's not the devil. I don't know why my wife or my husband don't want to do this. I don't want. And then all you got to do is turn the corner. And then he can say the same thing. She can say the same thing. You don't do some stuff. So I'm going to just build on God, you know. Keep the bloodstained banner up and keep going. So you have to do that.
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.